I'm Steve Potter. And coming up on Cityscape, we're going to meet Gary Herget of Dittmer, Missouri. He's one of the organizers of St. Louis's first ever Cigar Box Guitar Festival. And you know, that whole thing right there has the potential to be an interesting documentary. And speaking of that, the St. Louis Jewish Film Festival will open on Sunday, June 9th, running through the 13th at various times. And we'd like to welcome Marilyn Brown, who represents the film festival, and Bruce Bramoweth, who is, I guess, going to be opening or speaking before one of the films?
Introducing
a film. Mm-hmm. You're an attorney by trade, and you're a host on KDHX Radio. Mm-hmm. So we welcome you both here. Briefly, Marilyn, just as an overview, does the Jewish Film Festival in particular have a theme, per se?
Just the basic theme is that it has to have some type of Jewish thread, but the films vary from documentaries to features, from light topics to serious topics. So it's a pretty good variety of films from all over the world.
And I noticed that a bunch of them, and are something like 16, I think, a bunch of them have never been screened in St. Louis before. So
right. Many times we are the premiere for films.
And just because we call it a Jewish film festival and that does have something to do, you know, with the topics and themes, mm-hmm. they're also universal topics.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. For anything from the Holocaust to music. If you love music, we have some great films having to do with all types of music. We have history. We have comedy. So there's a great variety. And if you're a French speaker or a Spanish speaker or a German speaker, this is a great opportunity to come see films which are made in those languages.
Mm-hmm. And Bruce, the film that you're going to be introducing has something to do with music.
Yes, it does. It's called AKA Doc Pomus, about a legendary songwriter who was born in Brooklyn and provided a soundtrack for American popular culture in the 50s and 60s.
All right, we'll get to all that later, but we want to welcome a guest we have on the line right now. Jack Lane is the executive producer of Stages St. Louis. We know him well. Hi, Jack. Welcome to Cityscape.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
And you also, along with Bruce, are going to be introducing a film during the St. Louis Jewish Film Festival, Jack, and it's one right up your alley. It's about Broadway musicals?
It certainly is. It's Broadway musicals, A Jewish Legacy. I've watched it twice in all 3 hours of the extras. I loved it.
Well, talk a little bit about it.
Well, I've been immersed in the culture of musical theater all my life at Stages and on Broadway and national. But I think so many people will be blown away by the documentary. To actually understand the Broadway Jewish heritage is astounding. The brilliance that has come out of Jewish lyricists and composers. And I think people will be really astonished to see the names of people that they didn't even realize that they were part of this culture.
Well, give us an
it was.
Go ahead.
No, I think people will go, I had no idea that Richard Rodgers was Jewish or Stephen Sondheim. It's an amazing documentary.
So does the film comprise, what is it, old film clips of Broadway shows or what?
It's a cavalcade of numbers from Tony Awards, actually from rare Broadway footage and incredible interviews. They got an amazing array of young talent, composers and lyricists that have been composing for 60 years. It's a very, very passionate group of people, and it's a very exciting 84 minutes.
84 exactly?
84 plus the 3 hours. But I think we're not going to be watching the 3 hours of extra footage.
No, that's just you, I guess.
No, I love extra footage.
Well, Jack, if you could just pick out one or two things that just impressed you about the film or just made you think twice, what are they?
I would say the person who really stood out the most for me was Mark Shaiman, who is composer for Hairspray, and his humor is absolutely compelling, and he really takes you through the culture, the Jewish culture on Broadway, and why it is what it is. Based on, I was raised Catholic, and when I would go to my masses, they were sung in Latin. I'm that old. I've been lucky enough to go to Temple quite a few times, and there is a musicality in Temple services that goes back, you know, hundreds of years that is pulled through to Broadway composing, and Mark Shaiman really hits the nail on the head with incredible humor and such love for the Jewish culture on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to remind people that the film that you're going to be introducing is Broadway Musicals, A Jewish Legacy. It's going to be screening Wednesday, June 12th at 2 p.m. So is that when you start, Jack, at 2?
I will be there, too, to introduce the film very proudly. I've been really excited that I've been asked to introduce this film.
And all the films, Marilyn, I'm right about this, are at the Landmark Plaza Frontenac?
That's correct.
Cinema. So again, Jack and the Broadway Musicals film, Wednesday, June 12th at 2 p.m. And Jack Lane, before we let you go, I know Stages is getting ready to open a new season with Always Patsy Cline next Wednesday. Do you open?
We open tonight. Actually, tonight we start previews, and then I think we'll be seeing you on Wednesday. It's selling out. It's talk about music that touches the soul. Always Patsy Cline is quite wonderful. So thank you for doing that plug for us, Steve.
You're welcome. I love Stages, and I look forward to seeing it. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you so much.
That's Jack Lane. We're talking about the Jewish Film Festival, which opens Sunday, June 9th. And Marilyn, the whole thing opens with, what, a double feature? Am I using the right term? Yeah, a double feature.
Right. We have a double feature on Sunday, June 9th, beginning at 4 o'clock. We will be showing Hava Nagila, the movie. This is a wonderful film which traces the history of Hava Nagila, which is an international phenomenon. Everybody knows the song. Mm-hmm. And so this film looks at where it came from, who wrote it, how did it become so popular. Following the film, we'll have music playing Hava Nagila and celebrating Israel's 65th birthday. At 7 o'clock, then, as part of the double feature, we will present Orchestra of Exiles, which is a film about the founding of the Israeli Symphonic Orchestra, which really came about because of Hitler and the Nazis. It's very interesting, and the music is absolutely wonderful. Toscanini conducted the first orchestra by the Philharmonic, and it's just a wonderful, enlightening film.
Bruce, let's talk about the film that you're going to be introducing. That's going to be Thursday, June 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called what again?
It's called AKA Doc Pomus.
So I suppose I should know who that is.
Oh, well, you
or not.
You know who it is if you heard his songs. This Magic Moment, Save the Last Dance for Me, A Teenager in Love, Can't Get Used to Losing You, and many, many, many others. Elvis recorded a lot of his tunes as well, like A Mess of Blues, Little Sister, Suspicion.
So is this a documentary,
It's
guess?
A documentary, but it's an extraordinary documentary because it's not only entertaining and informative, but it's quite inspiring as well. It's a wonderful film.
Now, there's an old doo-wop group.
Yes.
Called the Caesars.
There's a St. Louis area doo-wop group. They've been together 50 years. And
50 years?
Yes. Yes. They've been singing together 50 years, and they're a wonderful group of gentlemen, and they're terrific. Clarence Miller, the lead vocalist, sounds every bit as wonderful as Benny King and the Drifters. They're going to be singing a couple of Doc Pomus's hits, Save the Last Dance for Me and This Magic Moment, prior to the movie.
Well, we have a sample of their work. Why don't we listen to that?
You can dance every dance with that guy who gives you the eye. Let him hold you tight. You can dance. You can smile. See every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
They sound great.
Yes, I know.
That's the Caesars. And they're going to be performing at the Jewish Film Festival as part of the screening of AKA Doc Pomus, which our guest Bruce Bramowitz will be introducing. Marilyn, and we've talked a lot about films about just about every film we've mentioned has music in it, but that's not a true representation because you really have a wide variety of things. And one, on a very serious note, I wanted to ask you about what had to do with Hitler.
Yes, I think you're referring to Hitler's Children.
Hitler's Children.
Right. This is a documentary, and it touches on Hitler's descendants and, well, Hitler's inner circle and their descendants. How would you feel if your grandfather was Heinrich Himmler or Hermann Göring? So their descendants are interviewed in this film and sort of touches on a topic that most people are completely unaware of.
Right. What are some of your other favorites?
Oh, goodness. My Best Enemy is a wonderful film from Austria. It's a mystery, which has a nice twist at the end. I think, you know, mystery lovers will really appreciate this film. There's a film called Fill the Void, which touches on a topic which Orthodox Jews are very familiar with, about when one sister dies and has a child, the husband wants to remarry, does the other sister have to step forth and take her place and marry the brother-in-law? So that's just something nice. We have a comedy called Paris, Manhattan from France, which is sort of a Woody Allen-ish type film. So we have a nice variety, I think.
And on the closing day, you have a film about magic. And then I think, is there actually going to be a magician there?
Yes, actually, that is in July. So that is after our regular film festival.
Oh, I see.
And that will be at the JCC on July 21st. And it's a documentary about the magician Ricky Jay, who was absolutely wonderful. And we will also have a magician following the film who will perform for us. His name is Shep Hyken.
All right. Bruce, if we get back to you for a second.
Sure.
In your film, not your film, but the film you'll be introducing, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Doc Pomus, you do a show on KDHX Radio. I'll spit it out. Sunday evening, 6 mm-hmm. to 8. Mm-hmm. And does it have something to do with this type of music?
Yes, it does. My friend and I, Rich Barta, alternate weeks on 88.1 KDHX, and I do a rhythm and blues show called Chicken Shack Alley. And we play a lot of blues, rhythm and blues, soul, and gospel, a little bit of jazz on the show.
Stuff like the Drifters, maybe?
Exactly.
Would that be in this film, too?
Yes, absolutely. This magic moment, one of Doc's greatest songs that he co-wrote with Mort Schumann.
Let's sample that.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want, I have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment.
Well, I think probably a lot of magic moments during the film festival. That's my guess. The St. Louis Jewish Film Festival opens Sunday, June 9th, running through Thursday the 13th, various times, all screenings at the Landmark Plaza Frontenac Cinema. That's at Clayton Road in Lindbergh. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the festival's website. Anything, Marilyn, we need to think about as far as tickets or figuring out what we want to see?
We have a ticket hotline at 314-442-3179, or you can go to brownpapertickets.com to order tickets.
And we'll have a link to all that
Thank
on our
you.
Website. Also, there's a short film competition that you're involved with, too.
That's right. We do have a short film contest going on, and the winner will be shown the first night,
day. Is that mostly students and that sort of thing?
It's open to students and professionals. They're like short 5-minute films.
We look forward to it. It's always fun. The St. Louis Jewish Film Festival, again, June 9th through the 13th, and go to our website. We'll have a link for more information. We want to thank Marilyn Brown. She's a member of the selection committee for the film festival. And Bruce Bremowith, who has a show on Sundays at KDHX Radio, and he's going to be introducing one of the films during the festival as well. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.